This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
We're up to segment number 4 in our coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. Let's head to the courtroom.
Okay. Did you get a chance to look at it?
Yes.
That's a copy of the patriarchal blessing you found in the iCloud?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you review this document?
I have, yes.
Okay. Are you aware of what a patriarchal blessing is?
I am, yes.
What is a patriarchal blessing?
In the LDS faith, it's a blessing that faithful members receive at one point in their life to provide a spiritual guide for them.
Okay. And... this has already been read into the record, so I'm not gonna ask the witness to do that again. But who is allowed to give a patriarchal blessing within the LDS faith?
I'm gonna object, Your Honor. I don't think he has the proper foundation to be able to say that.
If you know, do you know who's allowed to give a patriarchal blessing within the LDS Church?
I do.
Who is allowed?
Again, Judge. I don't think he has a proper foundation to discuss.
He needs to explain how that foundation is if he's going to testify to that fact.
How do you know who's allowed to give a patriarchal blessing within the LDS Church?
I am familiar with this process and who is called within the church to give these blessings.
Okay. And have you also researched and looked into some of those processes and procedures?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, who's allowed to give a patriarchal blessing?
Again, Judge, I'm going to object. I don't think he has the credentials to talk about this.
Well, he just laid a foundation that's adequate for the court to consider, so I'll overrule the objection at this point.
Thank you.
Within each geographic stake in the LDS faith, there is one individual who is called to be a patriarch. That one individual is the person who administers these blessings.
Okay. And Did you find any evidence in your review of the iCloud, in any of the evidence or any of the interviews or the temple records from the LDS Church, that Jed Daybell was authorized by the LDS Church to give a patriarchal blessing?
No.
Okay. Now, that patriarchal blessing in States Exhibit 58A is a written patriarchal blessing from who?
It states from Patriarch Chad Daybell.
Okay. To whom?
Alexander Lamar Cox.
Okay. What, if any, significance did States Exhibits 50A have to you in context of your review of the iCloud and the evidence as a whole?
There were a couple of phrases that were used during this blessing as it relates to Alex Cox's mission to protect Lori Vallow, and a few other lines that indicated things that Alex Cox had done that I believed were pertinent to this investigation.
What lines are those?
In the third paragraph of the patriarchal blessing, about halfway down, it states, "Great warriors were needed in that creation. Powerful goddesses needed to be protected, and you were selected to help protect your sister. You helped her in numerous probations as a defender. You have a special bond with her, even from the premortal world. You connected there, and as she grew in power, you were right there beside her, always with a humble heart."
Why was that significant to you?
Alex Cox was part of this group. He was close to Chad Daybell and close to Lori Vallow. And Lori Vallow had made statements to Chad Daybell in text messages that Alex Cox would be the one they would use to get to both Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell.
Objection, Your Honor. I think that misstates what was actually written in the text.
I'll overrule that objection.
And so in context of the investigation, why did those things matter?
In the totality of the investigation, Alex Cox had a role in the events that took place.
And was there additional information in the next paragraph, paragraph 4?
Yes.
What information stood out to you?
In the last sentence, it states, "You have already assisted us in ways that can never be repaid, but you will continue to do so as you move forward in this life."
Okay. Why did that particular statement stick out to you in context of your review of the iCloud and all of the evidence?
It is a direct reference by Chad Daybell regarding Alexander Cox, stating that he has assisted them in ways that can, quote, never be repaid.
Okay. And in that document, there appear to be any evidence of forgiveness or dispensation of grace.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
That's in the sixth paragraph. There's a sentence which states, "Throughout adulthood, you have refined yourself, and I want you to know that the Savior is saying to you at this time, well done, thy soul is cleansed, and all is well."
Is there anything else about the patriarchal blessing that stuck out to you in terms of the investigation and its connection to the iCloud?
Just one more sentence in the next paragraph.
Which is?
It states, "You will be a powerful servant. I bless you with that knowledge that you will now move forward as a true warrior, not only through physical action, but through spiritual power that will be bestowed upon you."
And why did that stand out to you?
The reference to physical action.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned several texts about the Lori, the relationship between Chad and Lori. Did that result in multiple efforts to follow up on that relationship and its connections to the crimes against Tylee, JJ, and Tammy?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned several texts and communications and emails reflecting a need for money or a monetary value. Did that communication about money as and need for money and life insurance money have any significance for investigative follow-up?
It did.
And did officers take those steps?
Yes.
You also mentioned that the electronic data and the evidence that you possessed and researched reflected a relationship and perhaps an agreement between Alex, Chad, and Lori. Why was that significant to you in terms of the investigation and items and directives you gave? That was a long question. If you need me to rephrase,
can you
I can.
Do that one again.
You indicated, based on your review of the electronic information in the iCloud and instructions you gave to others, that the evidence of a relationship or an agreement between Alex and Chad and Lori was significant.
Correct.
Why?
Well, from the beginning, it was clear that the relationship between, the romantic relationship between Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow was the driving force behind the crimes that are alleged to have taken place. And Alex Cox had a role in assisting for those things to happen.
Okay. You also discussed that there were several messages or planning for the future. Any idea how many?
Several.
Okay. Why is the presence in the defendant's own words of planning for the future or wanting to be together, why is that significant in terms of the investigative efforts you directed?
Because it's evidence that's directly generated by Lori Vallow.
Okay. Now, you've talked about various items. Were there other items in the iCloud reflecting anything that had been deleted? Was there evidence of items deleted but not gone in either Lolly Time or Lori for Style?
Yes, there are deleted texts, meaning deleted off of the device, off of the phone, but they're present in the iCloud.
Okay. Did some of those chats or items in the deleted section include chats or attempted chats with Kay Woodcock?
I'm sorry.
Did some of the deleted information include deleted chats with Kay Woodcock?
I'm not sure if they were deleted or not. There were messages from Kay Woodcock to Lori Vallow regarding wanting to FaceTime JJ or to have JJ attend Charles Vallow's funeral service, but I don't know if those were deleted.
Okay. Did you see any evidence that Lori had responded to any of those?
No.
Okay. Now, prior to September 8th of 2019, did you see instances of Tylee Ryan, a teenager, texting or communicating with her mother?
Yes.
After September 8th of 2019, did you see any evidence of texting or communication between Chad and Lori?
Between Chad and Lori?
I'm sorry, Tylee and Lori.
No.
Okay. Let's talk about other things to see whether they were there or they were missing. Prior to September 18th, did Lori Vallow's iCloud accounts reflect pictures of the children?
Yes.
Did they reflect emails of or about the children?
Some.
Okay. Did they reflect messages of the children?
There were a lot of messages about the day-to-day activities, primarily JJ, to a lesser amount, Tylee. But, yes, those were present.
And prior to September of 2019, were there videos of the children?
Yes.
Okay. After September 8th of 2019, did you see evidence of the Tylee, either through pictures, emails, messages, or videos?
Nothing after September 8th.
Okay. What about, as to JJ, what about after September 22nd or the morning of the 23rd, did you see any evidence of JJ in the pictures, the emails, the messages, the videos?
No.
Okay. Was that a stark contrast to what was before September?
Yes, very stark.
Okay. Now, in your review of the iCloud, that winter and spring of 2019, did you see any messaging about Lori attempting to just divorce Charles?
No, there were a total of two text messages regarding a divorce between Lori Vallow and Charles Vallow. The first was in February of 2019 and was a message from Lori Vallow's bishop indicating Charles Vallow was going to serve her with divorce papers. And the second message was from Charles Vallow to Lori Vallow on June 29th, 2019, indicating he intended to divorce Lori Vallow. Both of those messages were from other people to Lori Vallow regarding a possible divorce.
Okay. Did you see any evidence in any of Lori's information or the search history or the text messages or the messaging that Lori searched for a divorce attorney?
No.
I don't object to this. This is 404B.
Give me just a minute to think about that objection, counsel. Which part? You've already had some testimony come in, Mr. Thomas, and without going too much into a speaking objection, what in particular about that question you think relates to 404B?
Anything about the divorce? It has nothing to do with anything that we're dealing with today. And under 403, I would also object.
Response.
Your Honor, the state's evidence has shown that there was throughout the different charged conspiracies, there was a motive, a consistent motive running throughout them that Lori Vallow needed her spouse gone, but not divorced.
Okay, and Ms. Smith, just in generalities for the...
Right. It reflects motive, intent, absence of mistake to commit the crimes that she's charged with.
All right, counsel, could I have a quick sidebar?
Sure.
All right, counsel, I considered the ruling, had a brief sidebar there. I've considered the ruling under both Rules of Evidence 403 and 404B. I'll overrule the objection on 404B, finding that wouldn't apply in this particular instance. And 403, I've considered that rule as well and will overrule the objection on relevance grounds so the witness can answer that question. If we could perhaps have it read back into the record, Madam Reporter.
Did you see any evidence in any of your information or the search history or the text messages or the messaging that were searched for the divorce?
No, I did not.
Okay. Your Honor, I have probably 10 or 15 more minutes. Do we want to take our break now?
I think so.
Okay.
Why don't we do that? We'll go ahead and take the mid-afternoon break and resume here 20 till or quarter till.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, please.
Thank you. Please be seated. Could have the jurors brought back, please.
All right, please. Here's off President Kapp for your honor.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Okay, we're back on the record after the afternoon break. KCR 22-211624, State of Idaho versus Lori Noreen Vallow. The jurors are all present and properly seated. Ms. Smith, if you'd like to continue with your direct examination, you may.
Thank you, Your Honor. Agent, a couple quick questions. In the multiple email messages, data review, iCloud accounts that you looked at about with the messages referencing JJ, Tylee, and Tammy being dark and having death percentages at zero, did you ever see an objection from Lori Vallow?
No.
Did you ever see anything other than Lori Vallow aiding and encouraging that conversation?
No.
Okay. Now, turning towards what you outlined a bit last week, it's my understanding that law enforcement and the FBI brought a tremendous amount of resources to bear on this investigation.
Yes.
From November of 2019 to June of 2020, did the FBI and law enforcement ever stop looking for JJ and Tylee?
No.
Why not?
That is the posture that you have to take in a missing child case, that you always hope for the best outcome and work as tirelessly as possible until the case is resolved.
Okay. And in this situation, looking at all of the messaging and communication that Lori Vallow had, did you ever see any evidence that JJ Vallow was alive after September of 2019?
No.
Did you ever see any evidence that Lori was looking for him or trying to support him or help him after September 22nd, 2019?
No.
As for Tylee, did you ever see after September 8th of 2019 in any of her email accounts, any of the information, her text message, that Lori Vallow was looking for her?
No.
Did you ever find any evidence that Lori Vallow had that Tylee was alive after September 8th of 2019?
No.
Thank you. I have nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Mr. Thomas, will you be doing cross?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Mr. Thomas, you can inquire.
Thank you. Just a little while ago, we were talking about patriarchal blessings, and you indicated that you didn't find any evidence that Chad was able to give a patriarchal blessing. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
Okay. What evidence were you looking for?
That he would hold that calling in the LDS faith.
Okay. And so did you contact church headquarters about that?
I did not.
Did you contact his bishop about that?
I know we had contact.
Did you? No, that's just a yes or no question.
Okay, no.
Okay. Did you contact? So you didn't talk to his bishop. You didn't talk to church headquarters. Did you talk to any of the 70 or anybody in authority with regards to him being a patriarch?
Me personally, no, I did not.
Okay. So when the state asked you if you found any evidence that Chad was able to give a patriarchal blessing, and you said no, you really didn't do any research on that, right?
No, that's not correct.
Okay. Explain that.
We knew from the context.
It is we.
I knew.
Objection, Your Honor. May the witness be allowed to answer his question? Well, he cut him off.
It's overruled because he started with we, and I think that's worth clarifying. So, Mr. Thomas, you can continue.
Who is we?
I'll clarify. I knew from the investigation that Chad Daybell was called as a ward clerk. His calling in the LDS faith was not that of a patriarch.
Okay. Who did you speak to about that?
I didn't speak to anybody about it. It was contained in conversations and interviews and other investigative efforts that took place.
So you didn't talk to anybody with regards to him being a patriarch. You just made that assumption.
Objection. Compound question.
Overruled.
Based on the totality of the investigation, to my knowledge, Chad Daybell is not a patriarch.
Okay. I'm going to ask that that be stricken. That's non-responsive to the question.
Well, that's overruled. It was the response he gave.
The state asked you if there were any videos of on Lori Vallow's Lori for Style and Lolly Time at iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you indicated that there were hundreds of videos.
Yes.
The only videos that were played today were was one short video, correct?
Two short videos.
One of JJ and one of Tylee?
Correct.
All right. There were lots of videos of Lori singing with her children, correct?
Yes.
Lots of videos of her playing on the beach with her children, correct?
Yes.
Lots of videos of her interacting in totally normal ways with her children, right?
Yes.
Okay. None of those were shown today?
Correct.
Okay. On page 2 of the 92-page summary that you did, line 2585 says, from Lori Vallow to Audrey Barataria. Do you recall that conversation?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Audrey. This is Lori. I would love to talk to you sometime. Text me or call me. I'm excited to be able to talk to you about what we both know. You recall that?
I do.
All right. So what was the relationship between Audrey and Chad?
Audrey met Chad in the fall of 2018, and she viewed Chad as a spiritual advisor, someone that she looked up to for spiritual guidance.
The leader?
Yes.
Okay. Chad had a number of women that he talked to over text or over the phone. Is that correct?
A small number, yes.
Small number, okay. Melanie Gibbs, she was one of those?
Yes.
Okay. Melanie Boudreau, she was one of those?
Correct.
Okay. Anybody else?
There was a reference to Julie Rowe, but I don't recall that I saw specific messages between Chad and Julie Rowe.
What about Zulema Pastinez?
Yes.
She was also in the group?
Correct.
Okay. In fact, there were a number of women that were in the group with Chad, right? He was kind of the leader of this group.
Along with Lori, yes.
Okay. You went over a number of texts in here, and I'm not going to go through them because, well, we don't have the time. Not every text was about the affair that Lori was having with Chad, right?
Correct.
There were a lot of normal texts, right?
Between Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow?
On Lori for Style or the Lolly Time at iCloud. I mean, There were just a lot of normal texts on there, right?
Could you clarify between which parties?
Sure. There were texts about Lori doing normal mom stuff, right, to various people?
Yes.
Okay. There were texts about Lori talking to her friends just about her day, right?
Yes.
Okay. There were texts about Lori taking her kids to school?
Yes.
Texts about Lori taking JJ or Tyree to doctor's appointments?
Yes.
Texts about Lori giving them fast food or going out to restaurants?
Yes.
There were texts about the nuances or the ins and outs of life, like paying bills, those kinds of things?
Correct.
Okay. And based on your review of the texts as a whole, as the state has indicated, you reviewed all these texts or a large number of these texts. Isn't it true that Lori was, for all intents and purposes, a pretty good mother?
With the exception of what happened to her children, yes.
All right. And based on your review of the text as a whole, Lori seemed to have led a pretty normal life until she met Chad Daybell. Is that correct?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. In your review of the totality of these records that you reviewed, did it ever come up what Lori's prior Wi-Fi passwords have been over the last 13 years? Prior to 2019, the 13 years prior?
I have a vague recollection of some exchanges between Lori Vallow and Charles Vallow as they moved residences along that line, but I could not tell you what those passwords were.
Would it surprise you if I told you that Lori's go-to password was the number 5 kids and the number 4 ever?
Objection, Your Honor. Assumes facts not in evidence.
Overruled.
That could certainly be the case.
Okay. You don't recall seeing that ever come up in any text or anything?
Off the top of my head, I'm sorry, I can't remember. I may have seen that in my review of the iCloud. I don't recall specifically if I have or not.
Okay. On the particular day that you indicate where Alex sent Lori a text about setting up her new password, is it possible that Lori was busy doing other things and that Alex was there to set up the password and he couldn't remember the 5 kids forever password? And he told the guy who set it up that it was just too many kids.
Objection.
Is that possible?
Objection calls for speculation.
That's sustained.
Did you, in your review, find anything to support your theory that too many kids meant that Lori had too many children, as in Tyree and JJ were too many?
Just, no, the password stands alone.
Okay. Do you know who Nathan Pacheco is?
I do not.
Okay. On page 49 of your text, so you didn't do any research as to who Nathan Pacheco is?
I didn't.
You didn't Google him?
No.
Would it surprise you to know that he's a fairly famous religious singer?
I wouldn't doubt that.
Okay. And would it surprise you to know that that Lori had a crush on him?
Judge, I'm going to object to this. It calls for speculation, relevance.
Well, it's contained within texts that were read into the record, so the relevance objection is overruled, and I'll allow some latitude there as it needs to be relevant.
Sure.
I have no knowledge of that.
Okay. So it's possible that Lori and Chad's exchange about, because this was an abnormal exchange, right, where Chad acquiesces to Lori's death percentage or whatever, what have you, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So this was an aberration of what normally happens.
Yes.
Chad normally says, this person is light, this person is dark, this is the number, and everybody just kind of goes along with it.
That's right.
All right. So if Lori had a crush on this guy and was joking with Chad about, hey, I think he's light, and Chad's joking with her about, I think he's dark, that would make more sense. That would put it into context, right?
Objection. It calls for speculation. Defense counsel is attempting to testify.
I'll sustain that.
But in your review of these 100,000 or so records, I don't know how many you said that you've reviewed, there was not another time where Chad would give something, some type of a death percentage, and then Lori would override him that you can remember.
That's correct.
Okay. Did you ever hear any references to anybody named Ira and Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. And did you research who Ira and Ralph might be?
I believe that Ira was the name of another entity that supposedly was in Charles Vallow's body. Ralph, again, I believe is a name of another entity, and I'm sorry, I can't recall who Ralph was attached to.
Okay. You ever watch Romancing the Stone? You ever seen that movie?
With Kirk Douglas?
Yeah.
Or Michael Douglas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it surprise you to know that is just a reference to the Romancing the Stone people?
Judge, I'm going to object. There's facts, not assumes facts and not evidence relevance.
If I may respond, Judge.
Go ahead.
He's testified that he's reviewed all these records. He's seen Ira and Ralph come up a number of times. And I'm just asking if he knew the reference, if he actually did any research on it.
I'll allow that for that purpose.
Thank you. Did you do any research on it?
Well, that's a difficult proposition because these are names that Chad Daybell is assigning to these individuals. I don't know how I would do research on the name Ira or Ralph
Okay. Outside
of the context of the case.
So no. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Very good. So on page 51 of your summary, you indicate that JJ was talking crazy and that he was saying crazy stuff. You recall that?
Yes.
He was at a zero. And so my question is, what happens when a person reaches a zero percentage?
According to the case, that means that they're ready for death.
They're ready for death, or they're dead, or they're what?
Well, clearly at that particular point in time, JJ wasn't dead, but within 6 weeks he was.
So basically, you also testified that depending on your scale or depending on how you want to look at it, they could be either 100 or 0, and those percentages would be towards death, right?
Judge, I'm going to object. Is vague. It's not his scale.
He testified. I apologize.
Sorry. And
it's a compound question in states facts, not in evidence, and it's confusing.
I don't believe it states facts, not in evidence. That did come out, but it is a compound question. And Mr. Thomas, if you'd specify what the scale is you're talking about again.
Very good.
In other words, clarify, it's not the witness's scale.
Right. Page 20, line 2660. Let's turn to it.
And I apologize, counsel. Which email address, 2660?
It's on slide number 20. It's line number 2660. I'll just read it to you. Text from Chad Tabell to Lori Vallow. Quote, she is at 0.13. I turned up the pain to 10 and placed a spiritual virus in her. He is at 99.99. Raphael visited him and told him to follow Amy into the light. I also assured him that James would love and take care of his mommy, which he will with all of his heart and soul. Do you recall that?
I do.
You wrote that or you copied that from a text?
I cut and pasted it from the iCloud, yes.
All right, and you testified today that either being low percentage or a high percentage could mean death. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
All right. So basically, isn't it your understanding that you really don't have an understanding about what's going on here as far as these percentages go?
I disagree. I think that Chad Daybell's writings were inconsistent, but it's clear that he designated JJ and Ty Lee and Tammy Daybell as he had them in his death percentages, and all three of those individuals ended up dead.
Okay. It's not possible that this was all about fantasy, that it's more of a Dungeons and Dragons, pull out your 64-sided dice type of thing. Is that possible?
Absent the three people being killed, perhaps.
Okay. All right. So on page 24, I'm sorry, page 23. Page 23, there's some talk about using swords of light to cut through someone's aura. That's not real, right?
I don't think it's real.
It's fantasy.
Yes.
All right. On page 17, line 2706, it reads from Lori Vallow to Chad Daybell, I just got the letter from the insurance company saying that I'm not the beneficiary. It's a spear through my heart. Who did you think he changed it to, Brandon or probably Kay? He left nothing for JJ, right? You remember that?
Yes.
And this is from Lori to Chad. Her main concern was that Charles had left nothing for JJ, her son, correct?
That's what she states.
All right. Page 22, line 2603, this is from Chad to Lori. Quote, this trip to Utah had a lot of finality to it. I was told extreme changes are coming from me and to Utah. I welcome them both. This was on July the 18th, 2019. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay. What types of changes were coming to the state of Utah?
I have no idea.
You didn't look into that?
That's a statement from Chad Daybell, in my opinion, as his position as a revelator. So I'm not privy to, he predicted earthquakes in Utah and other things.
And did they happen?
Did Chad Daybell's revelations come to pass?
Right.
Not in my opinion.
Okay. So it was all fantasy. Correct?
not everything was fantasy.
Okay. On page 34, line 2043, this is from Lori Vallow to Chad Daybell. Quote, from Mel B, from father, my sweet daughter, you have done well. I am very pleased. You have been prepared for every moment and surrounded by those who love you. And then it goes on, and you indicate that father, in that particular context, you thought was Chad Daybell. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's not possible that Melanie Boudreau got her own revelation from God or Heavenly Father?
I think in the line that follows, Lori makes a reference to Chad that was a sweet message. Can you tell me the next line?
That's a very nice message Mel B received from Lori to Chad.
Right.
So you think that the message was from Chad to Melanie Boudreau?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any evidence of that?
Only that Melanie Boudreau frequently referred to Chad Daybell as dad or her father.
Okay. On page 41 of your summary, you make reference to a chart. I'll just read it to you. Line 1774, this is on July the 30th, 2019. Text from Chad Daybell to Lori Vallow. Yes, we might need to release a little steam when we talk. Anyway, this is the chart that checks what percentage mortals are still in their body. It worked for my friend's wife who died, my neighbor, George Bush, Stan Lee, etc. So, did you recover the chart?
I did not. I looked for it extensively and could not find it.
Okay. Did you ask any other agents to look for the chart?
Yes.
And nobody could find the chart?
Nobody could find the chart.
So it was probably just something that he made up, some fantasy.
I don't know if it's that or if it just didn't attach to the message.
On page 47 and 48, you indicated in your testimony that Chad Daybell used religious concepts to manipulate others. Is that correct?
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
Chad Daybell purported himself to be a visionary man who could discern light and dark spirits. He claimed to receive revelations. And he would use those things to his own selfish purposes.
To manipulate a lot of people?
Yes.
Including Lori Daybell?
At times.
Thank you. No further questions.
Redirect?
Yes, Judge, briefly. Defense counsel asked you about Chad Daybell manipulating people. The last few questions, do you recall those?
Yes.
Okay. Was there evidence that Lori Vallow manipulated Chad Daybell?
Yes.
Was there evidence that Lori Vallow manipulated Alex Cox?
Yes.
And defense counsel asked you about fantasy versus fiction or fantasy versus reality. Do you remember those questions?
Yes.
For Alex Cox, in your review of all of the evidence, including the iCloud, did Alex Cox believe the religious information given him by Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell?
Yes.
Did Alex Cox act on the religious information provided to him by Lori Vallow?
How do you mean?
Did he move up to Rexburg?
Yes.
Did he move near his sister?
Yes.
Did Alex Cox believe the information given to him by Chad and Lori that he was Lori's protector?
Yes.
Okay. Now, defense counsel asked you about a bunch of women, some of whom we've heard from, some of whom we haven't. Did you remember those lines of question?
Yes.
How many of those women had their children dead and buried in Chad Daybell's backyard?
None.
Nothing further.
All right, that'll conclude the testimony of this witness then. Counsel, given the time, I'll suggest we go ahead and break for the day. Is the state going to be prepared to call another witness in the morning?
Yes, Judge. May this witness be excused?
Any objection from the defense?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you, Agent, for testifying. You can be excused from any subpoena. The bailiff will assist you out of the courtroom.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, at this time we'll go ahead and take our afternoon recess till tomorrow. Given that we're concluding for the day, again, I'll admonish the jurors, as you've done every day, thank you for your service, and continue to not investigate the case. Don't look up the case anywhere. If you see the case being reported in the media, please don't follow that. Turn your attention away from it. Don't discuss the case with each other or anyone else. We will reconvene tomorrow morning at 8:30 for additional testimony, and we'll adjourn for the day.
All right, please.
Your Honor,
yes.
There's a couple minor housekeeping issues. If we could just talk to counsel in the court, it doesn't have to be on the record. We just want to double check some things.
All right, counsel, I'll just be in chambers. Let me know when you're ready to discuss that.
I think we're ready, so.
Okay, if you don't want to put it on the record, let's just go talk about it in chambers and we'll get things straight. Thank you, Ms. Smith.
Eric, feel free to go. Please check for all your property.
Okay. That wraps up segment number 4 in our coverage today. The trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our coverage, courtroom action, interviews, and discussions on the case. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell
from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
'Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.